Tom.
What you up to, Leroy?
I'm on the way home. I just got off work and been on the bus since 5 o'clock this morning, so heading for the house for the night. We'll try it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard them working on that this morning, and they're doing a fine job. It was really screwed up, and I heard you was a good part of it, and thank you for that. Oh, I was just razzing you a little bit there, and you probably don't need that after working all day. I got to back this truck into the yard now.
All right, sir, you be careful backing it in. Yeah, I wasn't part of it this morning working on it. I kind of helped out the other night. They had a repeater issue going on. Landon and Johnny was up at the repeater site working, and they get up there and they found that the microphone cable had been chewed through by a mouse, and one of the RF on the RF receive side had partially chewed through the coax. So they got that repaired, or at least temporarily repaired, and it's back up on the air right now. Sounding good though.
I wonder why things were looking a little, different here. Never mind. I thought I had my reading glass. And I've been helping my son-in-law with some electrical problems. They're selling their lake house. Well, thanks for what you've done. And these boys have been doing a good job. And it was sounding pretty pitiful. I would get some of that decon. They don't sell decon like in our days, Leroy. In those little boxes, they're now little green balls, and just throw them in there around the radio room there, and that should alleviate the mouse problem. It's like Coumadin, and they bleed themselves to death internally is what decon killed them by.
Yeah, roger that. Unfortunately, they don't make it like they used to. They go in search of water because they start bleeding internally, but anyways, it is sounding better. We still have a lot of work to do on it, obviously, and the repeater shed itself is in dire need of being replaced, and it's pretty much starting to fall apart itself. But one of these days, we'll get it all back together there like it's supposed to be. Anyways, Scott and Tom, I'll let y'all go, and y'all have a good night. Scott, that, like I said, I wouldn't adjust that modulation quite yet until get a little bit more testing in on it. 7-3 for now, KA5WLL.
Yeah, that was my fault, Leroy. I apologize for that. I'm loading stuff up there a while ago. I evidently hit the volume control, and it sounded like the modulation or the deviation on FM, if you want to call it that, was high, but I was wrong, period. And thanks, Scott, for what you do, and I'm going to sign out also because I'm pulling in the yard. Unless you need some further testing, I can go inside and help out also. Take care, guys. This is N0GR73.